until the break of dawn for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bear, shake it for the bee, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girls, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A small plane crashing into a San Diego neighborhood during foggy weather this morning, setting about 15 homes and cars on fire and forcing evacuations along several blocks.
As I was coming in at about 4 o'clock this morning, you could barely see in front of you. Very foggy, very dense fog as we were coming through.
San Diego Assistant Police Chief Dan Eddy won't say, however, if that was the cause or contributed to the crash. No word on any injuries at this point. Two members of the Israeli embassy were the ones who were shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. last night. The alleged gunman walked into the museum shortly afterwards and was taken into custody, chanting "Free Palestine."
We don't see anything in his background that would have placed him on our radar at this time.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says he's a 30-year-old from Chicago. Without any Democratic support, the House this morning passed the budget bill President Trump has been pushing for, Democrats speaking out against the social services cuts included. This is ABC News. A lot of interest in artifacts related to a very dark day in American history. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more on an auction held this week in Illinois.
The blood-stained gloves that President Lincoln was wearing the day he was assassinated in 1865 sold for $1.5 million at an auction by Freeman's Hindman in Chicago. 136 items were sold, which raised $7.9 million. The money is to pay off the remainder of a two-decade-old loan that the Lincoln Presidential Foundation used to buy 1,500 artifacts from a collector in 2007. One of two handkerchiefs Lincoln had with him the night he was shot went for $826 grand.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson reporting. First Lady Melania Trump putting out an audiobook version of her memoir that was created entirely with artificial intelligence audio technology. She's calling it The Future of Publishing. The narrator of the memoir is an AI version of Melania Trump's voice. It'll take you 7 hours to listen to the whole thing. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A 10-year-old died in Richland County UTV crash Saturday in the township of Dayton. An investigation by the Department of Natural Resources determined the boy and a passenger were riding on private property when the driver took a quick turn, causing the small UTV to tip over on the driver's side. Blue Cross Blue Shield and UW Health have a new multi-year contract that ensures that members of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Wisconsin will continue to have uninterrupted access to care at UW Health locations. The contract applies to all Anthem members covered by employer-based health plans in Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court won't hear another appeal from Stephen Avery, who is serving a life sentence for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County. Avery has submitted numerous appeals throughout his time in prison. The Supreme Court's denial is just one sentence long and unsigned. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the low 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the low 60s. It is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. Since 1976, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce has been stealing the show. Get some today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Travis Tritt, take it easy, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this hour we'll have Today in History, opening farm markets as well. That's all coming up this hour. Here's something we need to think about doing here. You know, I think we could, this could be a lot of fun. We could have, you know, the Pepin County Highway Department versus the Buffalo and Pierce County Highway Departments. Maybe get the City of Durand Public Works Department, Mondovi Public Works Department involved with this. A snowplow rodeo. The 2025 State Snowplow Rodeo is going to be going on tomorrow in Kearney, Nebraska. I wonder if Susan Littlefield will be there. She's from Surprise, Nebraska. Local competitions were held in each of the Nebraska Department of Transportation's eight districts. The top two teams from each district are advancing to the state competition, where they compete for a chance to go to the 2025 national competition in September. The annual rodeo gives snowplow drivers a chance to show how they stay safe on the job while keeping everyone safe on the roads during that winter weather. And I cannot imagine driving a big, giant snowplow down Highway 85 and when the wind is, you know, blown across the road and the snow and you can't see a darn thing. I just want to know, what are the events? That's what I want to know. What's the events in the snowplow rodeos? That, you know, it's one of the events trying to pile as much snow as they can up in someone's driveway? Or how close can you get to the mailbox before you take it off, right? There's Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know they'll be held to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
One hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
Got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65. You know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink, pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, babe, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Post Malone, Blake Shelton, Pour Me a Drink, 922. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Pepin County Dairy Breakfast is coming up on June 21st. That will be at Bruner's Hillside Dairy. There'll be pancakes, Pepin County real maple syrup, sausage, cheese, pudding, ice cream, juice, coffee, and, of course, milk. That's coming up on June 21st at Bruner's Hillside Dairy. Police in North Carolina had a unique call. I doubt we would ever have a call like this to Durand Police or Pepin County Sheriff's Department. If we did, that would be quite interesting. But the North Carolina police had to respond to a resident's pool deck for an unwanted visitor. The Sunset Sunset Beach Police Department, sent on social media, a pair of officers were called to remove a, quote, surprise visitor lounging on the pool deck. That surprise visitor, an alligator.
Look at those snappers.
Yeah. Gators on the pool deck. The post included a photo of the gator wandering around the furniture on the deck. Police said, with a little patience and a lot of respect for those snappers and those teeth, police safely relocated the alligator back to his proper hangout spot at the pond. No sunscreen or swim trunks were involved, police reported. The post urged residents to report any out-of-place wildlife to authorities, especially baby deer. They reminded, don't touch the fawns. Just leave them alone. They'll be okay. Mama deer is not too far away. Don't play with the fawns, and definitely don't play with the gators on the pool deck.
It's just around the corner, the 62nd annual Durand Fun Fest, June 6th through the 8th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest medallion hunt starts June 2nd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway Rides are back, and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Durand Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Dick's RV, the City of Durand, Comro Sales and Service.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but What I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night. Get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moon. Place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
About you now and then, but it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in.
and there's no way to know what might have been. We could sit and talk about this all night long. Wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. So try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then. I've taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. The same old. That was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in. There's no way to know what might have been. No.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Step forward.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Nate Smith, Fix What You Didn't Break, 937. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Arkansas Community Blood Drive coming up on July 1st. That'll be from noon to 6 p.m. at the Community Center on Highway N. To make a donation, make an appointment, just call 800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-RED-CROSS. Let's run down today in history. For this May 22nd, 1802, the very first U.S. First Lady Martha Washington passed away at the age of 70. 1803, the first public library opened in Salisbury, Connecticut. 1868, the great train robbery took place in Marshfield, Indiana. Seven members of the Reno gang held up the train, unhooked the locomotive, and made off with over $90,000 in cash, gold, and bonds in 1868 dollars. That's a lot of dollars. In 1947, the very first U.S. ballistic missile was fired. 1955, Jack Benny signed off on his last live radio broadcast following a run of 23 years. His show would then move to television. 1961, the Top of the Needle restaurant at Seattle's Space Needle opened as the first revolving restaurant. 1975, Baseball Hall of Famer Lefty Grove passed away at the age of 75. 1985, U.S. sailor Michael Walker was arrested aboard the aircraft carrier the USS Nimitz. He and his father, John Walker, were later convicted of spying for the Soviet Union. 1992, after 30 years, Johnny Carson ended his reign as the host of NBC's Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. You, me, and a whole lot of other people were watching that. And Carson's final words to the audience were, quote, "I bid you all a heartfelt good night." In 2011, severe storms ripped through the midsection of the United States. Joplin, Missouri was one of the hardest hit cities. 2016, women who flew planes during World War II were once again allowed to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Then President Obama signed a bill allowing the ashes of female pilots who flew in the Women Air Force Service Pilots Program to be laid to rest at the military cemetery. That's what happened on the state in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you by Elsevia.
Farmers, Elsevia is pleased to announce the new Hager City Grain Terminal is now open and accepting grain. Grain deliveries will be accepted Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. The new Hager City Terminal can unload your grain quickly and efficiently and ship it to markets in the Southwest and Pacific Northwest. Grain deliveries are being accepted at the Hager City Grain Terminal. Visit elsevia.com/HagerCity for more information.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 9 to 1954, July down 8 to 1957, August down 2 to 1944, September down 3 at 1937. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets are higher across the board. Feeder cattle markets mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. Now, the jump in cash cattle yesterday of $2 higher in the north is helping to support most of the cattle contracts. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are lower in the nearby months due to lower pork cutout values, but higher in some of the deferred contracts on just a touch of short covering after the losses from yesterday. June live cattle up $1.12 to $2.1527. May feeder cattle down 80 cents to $2.9550. June hogs down 10 cents to $99.42. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are slightly lower. Soybeans still moving higher due to strength in soybean meal prices. Wheat markets continue to move mostly lower due to some profit-taking after recent gains. Now, the big, beautiful bill was approved by the House early today. It now goes on to the Senate. Amendments and changes to biofuel policies and 45C are items that the agriculture markets are monitoring closely. New crop corn down 3/4 to 454 and 3/4. New crop beans up 1 3/4 to 1054. July wheat down 5.
For five generations, starting in 1883,
Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the low 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the low 60s. It is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. Since 1976, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce has been stealing the show. Get some today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I like a man who's crazy about me. I like a man who can live without me too. And that's what I like about you. I like a man who will lay down beside me. I like a man who will stand up to me too. And that's what I like about you. Don't want a man to be my twin, under my thumb, under my skin. Don't want a man like a shadow on the ground, with nothing else to do but follow me around. I like a man who will cry on my shoulder, who don't mind if I cry sometimes too. That's what
the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind.
Advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pulled you close? What if I lean in? Sky falls, or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. If I leave you, what if I find somebody else and I don't need you?
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Kane Brown, What Ifs, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Pepin County Council of Senior Citizens holding their quilt raffle fundraiser right now. Tickets are on sale, and you can call the Community and Senior Center at 672-4101 for tickets. They'll have the drawing on June 2nd at 2 o'clock at the Senior Center. While the tush push will stay in the NFL, the vote to ban the play popularized by the Philadelphia Eagles failed at league meetings in Minneapolis Wednesday. ESPN reports the ban's proposal fell two votes shy of the needed 24. The outlet said other teams to have sided with the Eagles included the Ravens, Patriots, Jets, and Lions. Some have called the play to be banned because they feel it's too dangerous. It's also, at least at the moment, hard to stop, but I'm sure there's going to be some defensive guy that's going to figure out a way to do that.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Fresh, local butcher's meat can be added to any tray. Be sure to ask. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You can find your future running to your past. You can look for answers at the bottom of a glass. You can make a best friend, never know their name. Buy shots of tequila, then forget why you came.
Time marches on. There's a million things that you can't find. Bartender conversation.
At the bottom of a glass.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Young with Mitchell Tenpenny and At the End of a Bar, 9:59. I'm Brian Winnekins. And happy National Vanilla Pudding Day today. Now, puddings that we enjoy as desserts today are not what was commonly known as pudding in ancient times. Most medieval puddings were meat-based and seasoned with herbs and spices. Even sweetened cooks usually served them hot. Towards the end of the 18th century, people more than likely made pudding from grains or day-old bread with nuts, fruits, or meat. They used the puddings to stretch meals for a large family. So it wasn't dessert, it was the meal. Necessity may have been the mother of invention, but spouses who are also chemists are inventors. And when you're Alfred Bird and your wife is allergic to eggs, that's very true. In 1837, he invented an egg-free custard powder using flavored cornstarch. That was the forerunner to today's modern pudding. Earliest packaged pudding in the U.S., 1918. The instant version came along in the mid-1940s. There you go. So, you know, have yourself a heaping helping of vanilla pudding today on this National Vanilla Pudding Day today. National and world news from ABC Radio News is coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durant. I'm Brian Winnekins. Make it a great Thursday.